Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head coach of the Tennessee Titans, L.A. Rams, took the Titans to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl championship with the Chicago Bears back in 1985. Let's welcome into the program Jeff Fisher. Coach, what's happening? Happy New Year to you and the family. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Same to you guys. And thanks for having me on. And Vinny Serrato, how are
what's
you
up,
doing,
Jeff?
My friend?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. You?
Well, good. I'm good. Got no complaints, man. I'm a grandpa. I got three little ones running around, and yeah, life is good. I'm here in Nashville and kind of looking forward to this newly named Super Wild Card Weekend. Go figure.
All right,
hey,
Coach.
Vinny,
go ahead.
Who would have thought that there's a game this weekend between two teams that combined for over 650 yards rushing last weekend?
Well, that's
times have changed.
Oh yeah, not from our Niner days. That would have never happened.
Whoa, you 650 yards rushing, which you gave up in a freaking 16 game season. You know.
Hey, Coach. Before we get to the playoffs, let's talk about 20 years ago when you were with Tennessee and the rivalry with the Ravens. And 20 years ago to the day was the game, the divisional round, Baltimore 24-10 over your team. You know, unfortunate for you, but certainly a big deal here in the Charm City. What do you remember most about that ball game?
Well, I'll go back. I mean, the year before, we had a pretty good team. Came up a yard short. And then, really, I mean, from our perspective, we had a better team in 2000. And so, of course, we have the week off, and we're sitting there getting ready, and, you know, and a lot of stuff going back and forth, Coach Billick and I and stuff going in the players. And all of a sudden, we kick this thing off. And, you know, 3 hours later, I don't think they had but five or six first downs. Did think they had a first down in the second half. And we block two punts, and they go sideways out of bounds. You know, it's hard enough to block a punt, but you block two, and both of them go sideways out of bounds. Nonetheless, the ball bounces off Eddie's shoulder pad. Ray makes a great play, and we're sitting there kind of like, what happened? And the Ravens go on and beat the Giants and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, great matchups. I mean, the rivalry started. I mean, I think there's been 25 games now, and the Titans lead the thing 13-12, but – just such great, great rivalries and, you know, great personalities and such. Even though, you know, the players, you know, you get ready for kickoff. And, Vinny, you remember the days, and you guys remember the days. They don't like each other. But when it's all said and done, man, Ray and Eddie find a way to walk off the field with an arm around each other. And, you know, and they know that both sides have really left. There's nothing left. I mean, they put it all on the field. And, you know, we came back there, went a few years later, I think it was 02, and Gary Anderson hit that little baby chip shot over the uprights, and we end up going on to the championship game and losing to Oakland. But, yeah, great rivalries. And, you know, the one thing I will point out, and I mentioned this on a local radio station here in Nashville earlier in the week, is, you know, this will be the third time that these two teams meet in the calendar year. And I was associated with the same scenario in 99 where nobody thought that the Titans would have a chance to beat the Jaguars three times in one season. I'm not sitting here by no means predicting this game, but things happen. Strange things happen and when teams know each other so well. So this is really going to be a fun game to watch, and I'm just happy to be a part of the history that led up to this kickoff this weekend.
Coach, hold on real quick, Vinny. Last thing about that 2000 season, how good was that Ravens defense that 20 years later is considered one of the great – you faced them three times that year, one of the greatest defenses of all time?
Oh, gosh. I mean, good. I mean, you've got goose inside that's dumping quarterbacks on their head and walking away and saying, oh, I didn't do that. And Ray, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, just, you know, sideline to sideline. And, you know, that secondary was really, really good. So, yeah, it was a good defense. You know that there weren't going to be a whole lot of points scored in the game. And, you know, it was just one of those defenses that doesn't come along very often. And, you know, I history will tell us, you know, what we have as far as defenses in this matchup, I think, in years to come. But, yeah, it was an outstanding defense. I mean, it was great. It was great stuff. I mean, I remember standing in front of the team before it was a Monday. It was Monday before, you know, we had the week off, and all right, now we're playing the Ravens. And I stand up there and I'm holding up a picture in front. And if you guys got a minute, what I did was I sent Eddie in. He came in early to get some treatment, and I sent him down to the training room. And I told the head trainer to take his resting heart rate and his pulse. And the trainer goes, Coach, I go, just do what I say, please. And so he did. And so I have a team meeting about an hour and a half later, and I'm standing up there, and I had the trainer there, and I called Eddie up, and I said, hey, Eddie, come on up here. And Eddie came up. He didn't know what I was doing, and I sat him down in a chair, and I held a picture of Ray Lewis in front of him. And I said, I called the trainer up, and I said, all right, hey, I want you to take Eddie's heart rate and his blood pressure. And so he took it, and it just shot up from an hour and a half prior. And my point to them was, hey, this game is a week from now. We can't get all caught up in the hoopla here because you're going to waste all this energy. And then I said, who wants a piece of Ray Lewis? And Lorenzo Neal goes, I want it. I'm going to get da da da. I go, no, I don't think we have you blocking him on any of our run teams. And it was just, it's that kind of thing that you set up. And then, yeah, we were ready and then we got beat. But yeah, I remember an awful lot about that 2000 team.
Hey, Jeff, watching the last game on film, you know, on the All-22, they're playing with two down linemen, basically, and then nine athletic guys. You know, you being a defensive guy, is that how you would approach it, too, to have more speed on the field to handle, you know, Lamar?
Well, are you saying that that's what the Titans did last time they played the Ravens?
Yeah.
Because I didn't see the All-22. I just kind of get highlights here and there, but... I mean, you got to spend your week. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, this is such an unusual time with COVID and different people playing, and you know how that, we don't go into that, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you need to do, and one is stay on your feet and flatten him out and try to chase him out of bounds before he gets too many yards, and try to keep him in the pocket and do these things. I don't know what their plans are scheme wise. You know, the big thing, you know, around here is that, you know, Mike's done a good job to get him here, but boy, he needs to hire a defensive coordinator. It's hard to do everything. And so, I'm sure they're going to work hard and they'll have a plan. And I mean, you know, if I was Tennessee, I'd make sure that Lamar was standing on the other sideline watching Derek run the football, you know, and try to keep him off as long as you can. And field goals are wins. I mean, it comes back down to that. I mean, you know, you might as well spend your time on red zone defense and field goal rush and hope that you can get them kicking field goals rather than, you know, putting the ball in the end zone. So, I mean, that's kind of – that would be, you know, at first glance, that would be my approach. The only way to do that is you know, keep the ball away and hand it to the big back. I mean, I said this numerous times, and I heard it said once last year. I mean, tackling Derrick Henry, especially when the temperature drops, is like bouncing your forehead off a frozen truck bumper. It's not something you want to do, you know. And so they need to hand the ball off to Derek, and Lamar needs to do his stuff. And I can't wait to watch this thing.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Jeff, is the last two games that Tennessee has won, the Ravens were 1-4 in the red zone, you know, and Tennessee was better than them, and that's why they ended up winning. And, you know, the Ravens, Bob, what are the Ravens the last five games in the red zone? They're like crazy numbers, you know.
23 of 25 conversions successfully, including 18 touchdowns there, Coach.
You know, I'll take you guys back. I mean, not to bring up stuff, crazy stuff we did, but, you know, I had a similar situation playing Peyton and Indy. And, you know, we had DBs hurt and all kinds of stuff. And it just, early in the week, it was like, why spend time, you know, between the 20s? I mean, it's just a matter of time before they get down inside the 20-yard line and take shots at the end zone. So our whole thing was, let's figure out how many different onside kicks we can do and just onside every time we score and spend our time in red zone defense. And because it's only going to be three or four plays before they're in the red zone anyway, and that's probably what's going to happen this week. So, you know, I would venture a guess that that's what they're doing. They're spending a lot of time on the most recent strengths of the Ravens offense, and that's, as you say, scoring inside the 20 and forget about the rest of the stuff, you know, and just kind of buckle up and make them kick field goals and keep the ball away from them.
Hey, Jeff, when you were head coach, did you prefer the bye or playing right away? Because last year, you know, the talk this week last year was, okay, does Harbs, you know, he rested him. Does he rest his guys? Doesn't he rest his guys? And then this year, the talk is, well, it's much better this year because they're playing, you know, they had to play for stuff down towards the end. And, you know, they're playing right into it. They didn't have the week off. What was your preference?
That was just play. I mean, just play. You know, I mean, you go back and look at the normal buys. Vinny, the normal buys during the regular season, can look and see what teams do after the bye week. Good teams have a tendency. Now, this was back when, looking at the numbers. This was analytics on paper. But, you know, it's hard to come back after a weekend off. And so I just prefer to play. I mean, that would be my thing. Just prefer to play and go do it. You know, I mean, guys' bodies are they're banged up at that time. I mean, you may get a guy back here, a guy back there, but at that point in the season, just go play. I mean, when we ran the thing in '99, we didn't have a bye, and we didn't even have a bye between the championship game and the Super Bowl. You know, we played Sunday, and so, you know, I mean, I think you just go play. But and if you got, I mean, now, I mean, it's so hard. Bless these guys' hearts. I mean, they're dealing with this other factor, and that's COVID. I mean, who knows? You know, you have a bye week, and who knows who you're going to have, you know, after a bye weekend. So, I mean, kudos to the NFL, the Player Association, and all the clubs, and John, and everybody there keeping guys healthy and staying within the protocol and emphasizing it. It's a hard thing, man. I mean, you look what happened up north at last Sunday night with Philly. I mean, that's a hard deal. And these guys, all they want to do is play. And, you know, you got to give them a chance to go out and play and win when they're giving up all the, you know, Christmas and vacations and funerals and shit to just play. You know, so bye weekend, nah, just go play, see what happens.
Now, Jeff, is this – talk us through, like, the week of preparation, you know, for the – playoff game. What would you be having your guys? Are you hitting? You know, you're just kind of it's all mental practices. What are you doing this week to get ready?
I mean, at this point, you know, no, there's no pads. If you're going to pad, I would say you're probably going to pad. If you got a chance, Vinny, you know this. If you're going to have to play a younger player because of COVID or because of injury and he hasn't played much, you probably take him over off the side and get him some pad work, you know, some individual run stuff or some pass protection stuff off the side after practice or during practice. But, no, these guys don't need – now, some guys are, hey, we're going to practice some pads and we're not going to hit. If you're practicing pads right now, you're not hitting. You're putting pads on because you're going to play with them on Saturday or Sunday. You're not going to hit. And so – I mean, this thing is all about, you know, just at the mental part of the game. It's making sure that everybody's taking the right angle, or, you know, you're working your pass rush games, and you're trying to get Lamar to climb and step up in the pocket and then try to keep him corralled. And if he flushes, you know, how are you going to come off? Who's going to come off? Who's going to pull him up? Who's going to flatten out, take the angle? It's just that, you know, he just changes the game so significantly because angles change, you know. Now, on the other side of that, you also have a significant change in angles with when you're trying to get Derek down. I mean, Derrick Henry can make you miss in the open field. So what do you got to do? You got to come to balance. Well, when you come to balance to try to tackle him, what does he do? He puts his palm in your forehead and knocks you down and runs right by you. So, you know, angles, you know, the angles change week to week for different reasons. And that's what, you know, both defenses right now are talking about, how to get Lamar down and how to get
there. Question about when you watch Patrick Mahomes, what's he?
See a guy that just can make every single throw and every play. You know, over the years, you know, you cross paths and you have interaction and great experience with different quarterbacks. And, you know, some guys can see and some guys can't. You got short guys that can move around the pocket, like the best ever in Drew Brees, that can see. He's short, he can see. You got other guys that you know, that takes time guys to see. Patrick Mahomes sees everything. And it's a God-given ability. It's an instinct. I don't know what it is. You wish everybody had it, but he sees everything so well. And, you know, I hate to say, oh, the game's really slowed down for him, but he can run in full speed and he sees things, and he's just so instinctive. He's been really fun to watch. And, you know, I'm glad I wasn't, you know, drafting that year, because, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys that passed on him, because those teams that passed on that young man.
Like your Bears, your Bears, Jeff?
Yeah. My Bears? What do you mean?
Well, former Bears player.
Former Bears player.
Oh, you mean the Bear organization in Trubisky?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like them. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's another story, but – you know, it's you know how it is, Vinny. It's hard. It's hard nowadays, and you know, you got to have the right people that are making the right decisions and evaluating based on, you know, criteria that everybody's on the same page with, and not be influenced by outside influencers and social media and popular picks and hires and all that kind of stuff. It's people that know football, and you know, people that aren't affected by other people's, you know, opinions. And unfortunately, now, this day and age, there's a million opinions out there. And when you take a million different opinions and you input them in the computer and formulate your opinion based on who got the most votes, it doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, it's about getting down and, you know, getting dirty and working guys out and understanding what they did in college and so on and so forth. I mean, when I was in LA, you know, we did a couple of things. We did the RG3 trade because we had Sam Bradford. And Sam Bradford, when we got there, he was a franchise quarterback. And we turned the thing around the first year. And then year two and year three, what happens? He tears his ACL. So, you know, we're looking for a quarterback. And, you know, we had to make a decision between Jared and between Carson. That's a good problem to have. You know, we just, you know, if you really get down to it and do the work, you're going to make the right decision. And, you know, I felt, and we felt that he was our guy. And 4 or 5 years later, it looks like it was a good call. But when you put things on paper 4 years ago and list your concerns and they come out to be accurate, you know what you're talking about, Vinny. It's no secret. You know what the evaluation process is all about. But that's, that's how it works. And so, he's a pretty good player. And so is the guy in Green Bay. And if you're asking me to pick who's going to be there at the end, it's hard to pick against, you know, Kansas City and Green Bay. But when you got a guy with a talent level and the just the big play potential that Lamar has, the ceiling is gigantic. You get on a roll at the right time, which I know all the Raven fans are hoping for. I mean, you can't stop these guys and compliment it with these guys put 400 yards up on an NFL team rushing last weekend?
404.
404. Okay. So, I mean, that it's still an NFL team. I mean, it wasn't, you know, that wasn't, I'm not even going to say it, who, you know, I mean, you remember back in the old days when Buddy Ryan.
Went to 85 Bears.
No, I mean, I know, but still, these guys are pros. You know, now COVID, throw COVID in there, but that's hard to do, 400 yards. And so I wouldn't be getting very much sleep if I were, you know, running the Titans defense right now.
Jeff Fisher, former Titans coach, former Rams coach, Super Bowl champion with the 85 Bears, national champion with the 1978 USC Trojans. Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the stories. Thanks for the insight. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend starting Saturday at 1 o'clock, of course.
Good to talk to you, Jeff.
So, guys. Hey, yep. Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.